Russian President Vladimir Putin urges all countries to join hands in combating terrorism. Hundreds of students turned out at Beijing University on Tuesday to listen to a speech delivered by Russian President Vladimir Putin before wrapping up his two-day visit to China. Accompanied by Chinese President Jiang Zemin, both leaders hailed the new strategic partnership between China and Russia after decades of confrontation. Combating international terrorism dominated Putin's speech. He also urged the countries in preventing the spread of weapons of mass destruction.
Today, Russia and China share important common objectives: the battle against extremism and separatism, preventing regional conflicts, counteracting cross-border crime. It's a serious task in order to guarantee stability in Asia. This region is increasingly becoming the target of criminality and the actions of international terrorists. We must strengthen our coordination in the battle against terror. We must continue the joint work on preventing the spread of weapons of mass destruction, including nuclear and other dangerous technologies.
Необходимо продолжить совместную работу по предупреждению распространения оружия массового поражения, утечек ядерных и других опасных технологий.
Putin reaffirmed Russian opposition to the expansion of NATO, saying its growth did not necessarily mean a safer world.
The fact alone of expanding NATO does not strengthen our international security.
As both China and Russia are busy cozying up to the United States, Putin said that while there would always be differences with the world's only superpower, but these could be overcome.
Our views on key issues in the world will not always coincide with those of the United States.
But Putin added that Russia would still defend its national interests. Putin also visited the Great Wall of China before leaving China. Putin arrived in New Delhi today for a three-day official visit after winding up his two-day visit to China. Namita Asri, ANI.